From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The resolution to end a study of jail facilities in Green and Columbia counties with an eye toward consolidation was withdrawn from consideration by the Green County Legislators Public Safety Committee on February the 20th. Committee Chairman William Lawrence, Republican of Cairo, said he may have acted too quickly in offering the original resolution during the committee meeting last week. Lawrence said, and I quote, "I began to think it wouldn't have helped get the bond issue through. It just would have caused resentment maybe and slowdown," end quote. Lawrence says he fears that a separate resolution to authorize the borrowing of $44 million to finance the construction of a new Greene County facility could fail at this point. He said, and I quote, "At this stage of the game, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with this joint study. We don't have the votes for the bond issue," end quote. Legislator Lori Torkenson, Democrat of Windham, said that as the joint study continues, representatives from the State Department of State are expected to visit Greene County in the near future to discuss the shared jail concept. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Planning Board held a special meeting on February 10th as scheduled to review the finding statement submitted by Pyramax Properties for the proposed Dollar General retail store on Route 9G. Primex authored and submitted the finding statement as the last stage of the state environmental quality review process. Chairman Stephen Reynolds said he expected the statement to be approved at the Planning Board's February 22nd regular meeting. Town Attorney Tal Rapalea, the full board, minus member Rayo Gittipati, and approximately a dozen residents were present for the 3.5-hour meeting. When asked if he believes Pyramax has mitigated all environmental impacts of the Dollar General project, Planning Board Chairman Reynolds said, and I quote, "No, not even to the greatest extent possible," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting that on February 20th, County Executive Michael Hine announced that Ulster County Tourism has won the Service Industry Advertising Design Gold Award for its tourism guide. The nationally distributed 68-page Ulster County Tourism Travel Guide is a full-color publication that highlights and promotes the county as a travel destination. Hine said the award recognized the publication's use of graphics, photos, and copywritings to showcase the county's history, farm-to-table options, events and activities, accommodations, culture, and recreational opportunities. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Linda J. Edwards is reporting for the Times Union, cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and HIV increased more rapidly in the Capital Region between 2015 and 2016 than anywhere else in New York. Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties were named as the hardest hit statewide in a February 15th advisory from the New York State Department of Health. The advisory reported that cases of primary and secondary syphilis increased 76% in the one-year period in the Capital Region, while statewide the increase was 22%. New diagnoses of HIV infection increased 16% statewide, but doubled in Schenectady County during the same period. Researchers speculate the increased occurrence of these old STDs may be due to certain complacencies about the diseases. One physician said, and I quote, "Having a cure does not mean the diseases disappear from Earth," end quote. Gonorrhea and syphilis, if caught in the first two stages, can be completely cured with reasonably priced drugs. The advisory recommended that medical professionals provide HIV testing for every patient age 13 and older, facilitate access to clean syringes for drug users, and distribute free condoms. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is day 8 of the WGXE Winter 2018 Radio Magic Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $15,000 to keep WGXE Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy and dense fog in the early morning today and a slight chance of rain after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. A chance of rain overnight on Wednesday turning into a mix of rain and snow. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 33 degrees. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, rain is likely, possibly mixed with snow, mainly after 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. New snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches is possible on Thursday. On Thursday night, a chance of snow, mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 25. And on Friday, a chance of sleet before 10 a.m., then mixing with rain and turning to all rain after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy Friday with a high near 39 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain overnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:43 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:34 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 47 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.